Hey there, before we get started with Mike Zirbel, I want to remind you the County 10 podcast brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Whiteout reminds you, if you're going to enjoy a social night out with friends, please never drink and drive. Maybe you're headed out this weekend. Maybe you're catching the big border war tonight with a couple of drinks and a couple of buddies. Never drink and drive. Come up with a game plan ahead of time. Call a cab, call an Uber, arrange a designated sober driver. Just don't drink and drive. DUI could cost you financially, could cost you your job. Even worse, could cost you or somebody else their life. Never drink and drive. Not a smart choice. Thanks to YDOT for making the County 10 podcast possible. County 10 podcast also made possible by the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino. 24-hour gaming now. The delicious Deki Gahi restaurant open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Snack bar is open from 11 to 11. They've got great room deals. If you've got friends or family coming in for the holidays, that's a great spot to put them. Just a few miles outside of Lander. Beautiful spot at the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino. And the County 10 podcast brought to you by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. Bells and Bows has all kinds of holiday deals going on. They've got extended new store hours. They've got Black Friday sales, Small Business Saturday sales, and coming in December, they're going to do a live mannequin event all of downtown Lander. As we'll get more into that here as that gets closer. Going to be really cool. Bells and Bows, great spot to put on your holiday shopping list. Really fun store. Janet and the crew take good care of you. 258 Main Street in Lander.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Friday, November 22nd to you. It is the County 10 Podcast. Happy weekend, everybody. Going to be a fairly nice one on tap by November in Wyoming standards, looks like. A little bit of sunshine out there. Small chance of precipitation in some areas. Should be a fun weekend to get out and about and maybe do something before the Thanksgiving holiday gets here next week. Coming up a little bit later today, we'll have another conversation on the County 10 podcast with Riverton Community Development Director Eric Carr. I'm looking forward to that conversation. Also due out today, Riverton Local Ladies host Bethany Baltes has a bonus episode coming at you. We'll get that ready and released on the 10Cast Network, and a little more on the newest show here, our 10th show, Radcast Outdoors, is due out today, so stick around for that. If you're not liking 10Cast on Facebook yet, please go do that. If you want to get in touch with the show anytime, email us 10cast@county10.com. My guest today is going to talk all things money and the local economy from 307 Financial Services, financial advisor and owner of the business. Mike Zirbel is with us. Mr. Zirbel, thanks so much for taking time out of your day. How are you?
I'm great, Jared. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here. I know most people in this community have known you for a long time, but what's your background like in the background of 307 Financial Services? When did that kind of come to be?
So I graduated with a degree in finance and economics, spent 6 years selling agricultural equipment in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho, and then was in partnership with my dad. It was time for a new dad or a new business. and so I went back to finance and worked for Edward Jones for a little over 30 years, and then we parted company and I went independent and started 307 Financial Services. My broker dealer is a Commonwealth Financial Network. They serve independent advisors like myself all over the country, and it's kind of a nice change. I used to work for Edward Jones. Now Commonwealth works for me, and that's a very, very nice change. A good deal more flexibility in terms of how I operate and the things that I can do for my clients.
Yeah.
And so it's been a wonderful change. And good for me, good for my clients.
Yeah, it sounds like this career path, or at least your draw to the finance world, started at an early age. Is that accurate?
Yeah, well, it started in college. I was a junior in college, and my college counselor called me in and said, Mike, we don't have your major written down here. So I said, well, it's because I don't have one. And he said, well, it's time for you to go back to your dorm room and pick one out. So I went back and discovered that I was had the credits I was closest to having a degree in finance with a minor in economics. And I thought, well, that's a poor reason to pick a major, because that's the shortest path. And then I thought a little further and realized that the reason that I had those credits was because I enjoy those classes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty good reason.
Absolutely.
For picking a major. And so that's where I found my appreciation and interest and love for finance.
Yeah.
And it's continued on since then. So I still very much enjoy the work.
Yeah. Well, very good. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
What's new recently at 307 Financial?
I guess the good thing is there isn't anything particularly new.
Okay.
We're still serving clients and things. Yeah. And you know, before we get too far in here, anytime we're talking about 307 Financial, I have to give you the disclaimer, and that is securities and advisory services are offered through the Commonwealth Financial Network, a member of FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. So fixed insurance products and services are offered by 307 Financial Services, LLC. So, but what we have been talking about recently are retirements,
mm-hmm.
retirement planning. And it turns out that us baby boomers as a group were pretty poor savers for retirement. And that's one of the reasons that you're seeing retirement being redefined by the baby boomers. One of the things is we're healthier, and so we don't have to quit for physical reasons, many of us. And others were very poor savers, and they can't afford to quit. They have to keep doing something. And others are still active but don't need to work, and they're doing more volunteer work. So when I go to the area and regional Boy Scout things, I find a lot of retirees occupying their time with volunteer work. And I guess that's an important point is I've said for a long time that it's not enough to retire from something. You have to retire to something. You know, if you simply just sit down in front of the television set, you're probably going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have purpose. You need to have a reason to get up and shower and get dressed in the morning and go out and do something.
Yeah.
For lots of people, golf or fishing, it just isn't enough. Mm-hmm. They need to have something else. So those of you who are out there planning on retiring, the financial situation is not the only consideration. You need to have purpose. You need to have something to do.
Yeah.
And something that's meaningful to you. Doesn't matter whether it's meaningful to somebody else. It has to be meaningful to you.
Right.
You know, I know woodworkers and artists and volunteers and then people just will go get a different job.
Mm-hmm.
Just something different. Maybe less stressful, maybe more fun, something like that.
Yeah. Good time to explore your hobbies, maybe take that chance that you haven't capitalized on before, or to switch things completely in your life.
And some people will start new businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I see that as adding stress, but...
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So folks that are on the verge or thinking about their retirement should certainly come see you. Is there any other core demographic of people that should use 307 Financial? Everybody.
But you know, we're talking a little bit about retirement planning.
Uh-huh.
And it used to be that a very high percentage of American workers had pensions, and that has changed dramatically. And so it's a minority of American workers who actually have pensions anymore. We've got 401ks, we've got IRAs, we've got things like that, or you have more control over your retirement. You know, we heard stories in the old days about somebody who worked for a company and you could retire after 20 years with a pension, and they'd be laid off after 19 and a half years with no pension.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible, horrible stories. Well, that doesn't happen anymore with the 401ks and the IRAs because they're yours.
Yeah.
And you take them with you when you move from employer to employer. In this day and age where people don't keep jobs as long as they used to, they move from one job to another, the retirement plan moves with them. So that's a big advantage to these things. The disadvantage is you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sign up. There are some some new provisions where some companies have opt out, where you have to sign out to not be part of it. That's proven to be a bit more effective. You know, one of the difficulties with the 401ks is you go to work, and the first day you're filling out forms. You've got health forms, and you've got employment forms, and you've got the I-9 you've got to do, and all kinds of things depending on what kind of employer you're working for, what kind of industry you're in, and they hand you the retirement plan paperwork, and you're supposed to sign up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do most people know about that?
Sure.
What choices should you make? Which investments should I pick? But you've got to get it done, and you've got to get it done right now. Well, maybe you could take it home, but we want to have it by tomorrow.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you're figuring out all of the things that have to do with a new job. So it's a difficult thing. So the opt out seems to work a little better. You're just automatically enrolled, and the default investment in most 401ks now is fairly reasonable. They're using what we call a target date plan, and it'll be more growth oriented, more volatile in the early years, and then as you get closer and closer to retirement, it becomes more and more conservative, less volatile, but less growth oriented as well.
Yeah,
and that's not a bad default. The default used to be a money market.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad default.
Mm-hmm.
Because those typically earn a little less than the rate of inflation.
Yeah.
So that was not successful. And people tended not to keep those. First of all, most people don't. You know, they discovered that with the 401ks, people who were contributing 3%, tended to quit after a while. People who were putting 6% in, which you would think would be harder, tended not to quit,
mm-hmm.
not to stop along the way.
Interesting.
When you know, life emergencies came along, and why do you suppose that was? Well, the reason is because if you're putting in 6%, you're seeing progress.
Right.
You're seeing meaningful progress. If you're only putting 3% in, it's just very slow plugging away. You don't feel like you're accomplishing much. And so you didn't mind stopping because you didn't think you were accomplishing much in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the people more likely to quit. So that's an interesting thing. You know, another thing, I've been doing this for decades, obviously. And it's always interesting to talk to a group and tell them that, you know, if you save 5 to 10% out of your paycheck into a retirement plan, you won't notice the difference. And people look at me like, what planet were you born on? I get to the end of the month. I get to the end of my money before I get to the end of the month.
Yep.
You know, I end the month with no money in my account. How can I possibly save 5 to 10% and not notice the difference? And the fact is, there's a lot of money that just disappears, mm-hmm. out of our pockets and paychecks and things, and that we just you can't explain at the end of the month. And so if you set some money aside, pay yourself first. Remember the old slogan, pay yourself first, and you will not notice a difference in your lifestyle. You'll end the month just like you did before with no money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we've all been there. We've all done that. But you will have saved something along the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Locally, and this is a broad question, I'm sure, but how does the economy feel right now in Fremont County or even nationally? How are the markets overall?
Locally, it seems like we kind of have a stealth recovery going on. Mm-hmm. Things are gradually, quietly getting better. You talk to the real estate people and they say, it's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Things are starting to move. It's not wild, but things are going to be nationally. We had really, really good economic growth last year, 2018, better economic growth than we had predicted. And the stock market went down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year, we have good economic growth. It's not as strong as last year. So the rate of growth has slowed, but we still have growth, okay? And the stock market has recovered what it gave up last year and has moved ahead a little bit. People are looking at just, if you look at just strictly what we did this year, it looks like the market's really gone bonkers and is up a lot. But if you factor in the fact that it was down last year, part of this is recovering what we lost last year and now moving ahead a little bit to where they're saying that the stock market is at all-time highs, which it is. But as long as our economy grows, the stock market can grow. So,
very good. Sorry, go ahead if you...
I guess we're not seeing overheating. Not very many people are talking recession yet. There's always somebody that's talking about it, but I'm not hearing a lot of that. But we're hearing a bit slower growth going forward. And I would think that, and I think this is going to be kind of a wild year. Mm-hmm. 2016 was an election year. It was kind of a wild year in the stock market. And this year is shaping up. It could be even more wild than that was. And we've got the China thing going on at the same time and all the political stuff, including the impeachment proceedings that add a lot of uncertainty. When you have uncertainty, the stock market doesn't like that.
Sure.
And people tend to hold back. So maybe we're not spending as much as we might have, although employment is very good. Earnings, wages are increasing. So that would indicate more spending. And we might get that. So the Christmas season is going to be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
In that respect. But people are just a bit tense right now. Mm-hmm. Business owners are a little bit apprehensive with all this stuff going on. And so they're not doing maybe as much expansion, as much hiring as they might have otherwise. Sure. So that'll all be interesting to watch that play out over the next year. And I think if we get a reasonably decent China deal, that should be very good. That should be very good, not only for the United States, but it should be good for China. Mm-hmm. If it's good for the United States and China, it should be good for all of those economies in each of our respective spheres, which is most of the rest of the world.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting to see how that pans out for sure. Anything else we need to know, and where can we follow more on 307 Financial?
Well, I guess we could talk about retirement plans.
Yep, sure.
And the simplest, easiest, most inexpensive is an IRA, mm-hmm. an individual retirement account. And you can put 100% of earned income up to $6,000 into an individual retirement account. And if you're over 50, you can throw another $1,000 in. They call it a catch-up. With the traditional IRA, you put money into the account, and you get to deduct it from your taxes. So it reduces your tax bill. While the money is in there, it grows tax deferred. So you don't have to pay any taxes on the earnings for as long as it's in there. Then you retire and you take the money out and you pay taxes on it at that time. Mm-hmm. So being able to delay the tax bill on that money, leave it there, let it working for you, is a huge advantage, even if you aren't necessarily in a lower tax bracket in retirement. So Big advantage, and it's a good way to save for retirement. It's easy, and almost everybody can do it.
Yep.
So if you don't have a retirement plan at work, that's the thing to do. Or if you've got your own business, you want to do something for yourself, but you don't want to be too expensive, too complicated, IRAs are the way to go. Okay. That's the traditional IRA. Now, the Roth IRA is a bit of a shift. You put money into the Roth IRA, it is not tax deductible. So you're putting in after-tax money. That money then grows tax-deferred, just like the traditional IRA did. The difference is when you retire, it all comes out tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So obviously the money you put in, you already paid taxes on, so obviously that's tax-free. But the tax-deferred earnings all become tax-free.
Yep.
So that's huge.
Yeah.
So if you're younger... And meaning you have more years of tax deferred earnings that become tax free, greater advantage Roth. If you're in a fairly low tax bracket, so the tax benefit is not so great, greater advantage Roth. Right? If you're in your later years, you've not saved as much, so you're going to be in a low tax bracket in retirement. You're in a high tax bracket now, greater advantage traditional. Okay. So And as far as, you know, what's best for you as an individual, you want to go to a financial advisor like me or to your tax planner, tax preparer, and we have computer programs where we can kind of estimate which would be best for you as an individual.
Yeah. How should folks get in touch with you if they need more or need your services?
Well, my office is at 416 East Main, the phone number is 307-856-8200.
All right.
Or just look up 307financial.com for our website.
Perfect. We'll put it in the show notes for the podcast as well, so you've got that easy link and contact info for Mike. Really appreciate you coming in. We'll do this again next month, but appreciate you taking a few minutes, and hopefully stay warm in the snow out there today.
It's getting chilly out there.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
Mike Zirbel, 307 Financial Services. If you can use his help, all the contact info in the show notes. I want to thank our friends at Rendezvous Dental who make this podcast possible, Dr. Sackett and Dr. Crane at 312 North 8th West. They work hard every day to bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. Their staff is just tremendous there. I've said this 100 times on the podcast, but it's true. It feels like you're getting big city technology, but your small hometown-friendly dentist's office. They work really well with their patients, and they give back to the community too. They've got openings right now, and you can schedule your appointment with Dr. Sackett or Dr. Crane. They're accepting new patients, including children, so bring the whole family to Rendezvous Dental. And we want to thank Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy. They've got two certified hand therapists on their staff. That means they've had over 4,000 hours in treating hand and limb related issues. So if you've got pain, mobility issues, if your hands hurts all the time, if you've got a tinglingness, they can help you. Plus, they're treating the entire body with these services from Dr. Stephen Elmer now. So things like orthopedic fractures, tendon issues, nerve damage, and the list goes on and on. Elevate Rehab can help you. They're at 4th and Main and Lander next to the Verizon store. I want to thank Mike Zirbel for coming in today. Again, another County 10 podcast on the way later today with Eric Carr, Riverton Community Development Director. That's on tap. Thanks again to Elevate Rehab, our friends at the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Rendezvous Dental, and Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. Have a great weekend if I don't talk to you, and we'll see you next time for more of the County 10 podcast.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter for more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news. Visit county10.com.